Hello and welcome to Akkerboom Archive Anecdotes, taking you inside more than 165 years of Dutch shipbuilding heritage. Hosted by four-generation family members Henk and Aad Akkerboom, the podcast brings forgotten stories, hidden treasures, and remarkable anecdotes from the archives of Akkerboom Yacht Equipment to life. In this episode, we explore Akkerboom's first archive exhibition in Leiden. Henk and Aad discuss the historic yachts built for Rotterdam notables and international owners, the unique Lemster Aken and the original tools now on display. They also revisit the very first issue of Waterkampioen featuring an Akkerboom advertisement.
In a certain period, the yacht in Boskoop built a number of Lemster Aken. As we can see now from the books, there is an Alcedo 1 and an Alcedo 2, and there are quite some more of those Lemster Aken. There is a big club of Lemster Aken owners. So some publications can be found about these boats. And also in the magazines over the years, like the Watersport and the Zeilvaart and that kind of magazines, some of these boats were a part of their publications, describing the boats, and sometimes also for which owners the boats were built. Yeah. Speaking about magazines, one of the famous Dutch watersport magazines used to be the Waterkampioen. It has stopped now, but in year number one, issue number one, our grandfather, Henk Akkerboom, had an advertisement on the last inside page. I think only three advertisements were there. There was space for more. And the yard in Boskoop was being announced there as a place to build your boat.
Yes, and it has a telephone number, which would lead you to the police if you called it these days, which was 112.
Yes, later on, 112 used to be, they put 2 and a 0 in front of it, and then we had telephone number 20112.
Yes.
So I think it was shortly after World War II that a few yachts were built for British owners. I remember a photo of a yacht called Jamie, and the other one
was Pamela N.
The Pamela N.
Yeah.
We are still trying to find out more details about the owner of those boats in those days. So far, no luck.
Yeah.
I remember that our father, Cor, he was the only one of the brothers who did a secondary school. And he told us the story that coming back from school, he had to go to the Chrome application company.
Yes.
So every day there was some new hardware ready to be brought there to the chroming company, and of course he had to take back the works that were ready yet. Yeah. And well, I noticed a sort of annoying situation that he didn't like it so much to go there every day by bike. That was in the period of the Jamie or the Pamela Ann. So that was shortly after the war.
Yeah.
And we just remembered that one of our uncles, so the fourth generation, bought a small boat, about 10 meters, back from the first owner. And that uncle of ours, Uncle Anthony, used to be a metal worker at the time that that boat was built, in somewhere in the 1930s. And he had riveted that boat, and his brother Johan, was the carpenter of that boat. He bought it back somewhere, I would say, around 1980.
Yeah.
And he kept it all his life, and his son Hans took over ownership of that boat and sold it off about 2 years ago. That boat is still sailing around. Boats built in the years, even in 19, before 1928, so let's say around 1900, 1910, are still around and being used as private yachts. For sure, especially the Leemster Arke, be it the Alceda 1 or 2 or the Anna Lavinia, sure, they still are around and are still acting as a yacht.
Mm-hmm. There is still one boat we haven't mentioned, which is the Jan, which was a boat for gardeners or
flower growers
or growing or vegetable growers to bring the vegetables to the
market,
which was built before the war.
Yeah.
And about the time of the crisis, I think,
mm-hmm.
It was paid with grain.
Okay.
So it was a famine. And that was a way to pay.
A trade.
Yeah, a trade. And in the war, together with the owner, our grandfather, sailed to the north of Holland to try to get some food over there to bring back.
Okay.
Yeah.
To collect food.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
But that boat is still sailing and nicely
restored.
Restored.
Okay. Going through the archives, we found some letters being written by sometimes people that have been sailing as a crew member on the boats that we built. One of them is about a little motor ferry called the Marianne. It was used as a ferry for people with their bike in Zeeland area. And one of our uncles visited the marina in Rotterdam, and the harbor master there put him into contact with a crew member of that Marianne boat, and the uncle sent that man some pictures of the Marianne just during the seat or the trial period when the boat was brand new. And the letter was a thank you for getting these pictures, and he also gave a little bit of the history of the boat for many years as a little ferry. But thereafter, for member of the buyer group, board of directors, and what happened to that boat thereafter.
Also in the archives, we found a payment receipt from 1942 from the neighbor of Akerboom Shipyard, who ordered a new rowing oar, and had repaired another one. And that all together costed 8 guilders 50. There was no VIT, so it remained at 8.50. This was done, the job, on October 30, but the receipt was from December 31.
To close the year.
But it also, that's what I think, is they could live 3 months without payment. So there must have been some money in those days.
Yeah. We see a Kopenhagen Scheepsmol, which is a ship mold, and it's a plastic tool, but being used to draw the ship lines, the shear line of a new built ship. And another picture shows a so-called planimeter. I think it was the planimeter of my father, Cor, that he used when he was at the HTS, at the Technical School for Shipbuilding. But of course, it was also used later on in our yard. I remember that years after, we bought a more modern version of it. It is being used to calculate or to measure a surface, the area of a surface which has a particular shape. So that's the planimeter. You can read the area, the surface of area, and you have to multiply that with a certain standard figure, which gives you then the square centimeters or square meters. And the third item that is on display is a little X, which was used for christening the new built boats. It's not in a very good shape because the metal part is polished bronze, I think, and it's now covered with rust. It's covered with rust marks, but if you polish this again, you'll have a shiny, new-looking axe.
It was used to cut the line for christening the boat, so that the bottle would hit the ship. And it was bought at Van Kampenhout in the center of Leiden, right in the heart of Leiden.
Okay.
Thank you very much for listening. For more information, visit our website, ayeholland.nl/archive.